Some neighborhoods have one person who everyone seems to know, or at least recognize on the daily. For anyone who's rolled down Mount Seymour Parkway in North Van the last few years, there's a good chance they've seen Ken Birkin out for one of his daily walks. Ken suffered a major leg injury 9 years ago. Multiple breaks, complications, infection. He eventually ended up in a care home, where he was told he'd probably never walk again. Confined to a wheelchair and nearly 400 pounds, he decided to take control and get back on his feet, starting with walking 3 feet down the hall in the care home, and then up and down the stairwell, before eventually getting outside and walking on his own, which he now does all the time.
Sitting in the care home, staring at the wall, it's pretty depressing. And I don't know, I just had some good motivation from the people here, the staff. And, you know, they leave it up to you. It's all free will, right? You don't have to do it. They give the choice to a few people, right? It's kind of addictive. Now I go out and I see who am I going to see today, right? People drive by, they give you the thumbs up because I guess they see me all the time, right?
Long walk short, Ken's dropped 200 pounds. He's hopeful to get back to work soon as well. That's one of his big motivating factors. And the recognition from the people who see him on the daily can also provide a bit of a boost.
There was one day on the trail, someone stopped me and said I was her hero, right? And her kid's hero. And that was a good day. And bad days. It's painful still. I got some issues with my leg still, but I just push it through, right?
He continues to challenge himself, told us that he's walked over 90K over the course of this month, though the summertime heat does keep him off the pavement occasionally. For the 1130 News Radio Athlete of the Week, I'm Marcus Fitzgerald.